This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on red-hot-mama.com. This is episode 64, our second program of the last day of June here in 2007.
Yes, we're really going to make up for the weeks that we got behind.
That's right. And this is the special edition 8-inning show that was so successful the last time that we were in Great American Ballpark. It's been a great game so far. We not only are the Reds ahead, which they are. Oh, and
is it 5-1?
5-1. That's been awesome. But we went up to the Machine Room Grill before the game, and we enjoyed a lovely deep-fried Twinkie and some deep-fried Oreos.
Double stuffed.
They were really good. Horrible for you. We each got half of a Twinkie and half of an Oreo, and I think that's probably for the best. Any more than that, there may have been coronaries involved. So what else did we have? We had a pizza delivered to our seats.
That's new.
That's not something I'd ever done before. And Dave Storm took us up for a tour of the behind the scenes. I was actually in the press box. Don't tell Rob Butcher, he'll cut off my hands. Or Dave Storms, poor guy, nice as he is. It was really fantastic. We got to see the racks with all the computers. We got to see the people, like the producer.
Yeah,
doing
the director telling which cameras
camera
were
two.
Going to be taken.
Ready camera one.
Ready camera one. And go camera one.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it harkened me back to my college days when I thought I was going to be a TV major.
Oh, really? Yeah, I will be taking that TV class.
It was kind of fun, but a bit more stressful than I cared for.
So here we are at the top of the eighth. Is that Loesch still out there?
I do believe it is.
That's impressive because we know that Coffey and who else?
Gosling, the left-hander.
Coffey and Gosling were both warming up in the bullpen. But now we've got Loesch still on the mound. You know, he's doing all right. I don't know what his pitch count is, but he's doing okay. He's looking at 5 hits, 1 run on 5 hits. And things are going pretty smoothly for the Reds for a change. It's kind of a nice change of pace.
So you can hear the Cardinals fans chanting in the background.
Well, you know, Pujols is up to bat, and he's really been the impetus for all of the Cardinals' wildness.
That's true.
First pitch
here
is slow.
Comes the unintentional pass.
You got to love those.
You know what?
Just hit him.
It works.
Throw it into his thigh.
Sure.
Save your arm. Save 3 pitches.
Though it might get him an unwarranted ejection.
That's true.
Oops.
Bring
us your bullpen. Bring us your bullpen.
And they walked it. Oh, yeah. Why don't you cry about
Listen
it?
Listen to all that caterwauling going on now.
Yeah, just because it got some sense. So Loesch starts off the end. You know what? Actually, this may be a pitching change now.
That's not a bad move.
They sent Loesch out there to walk Pujols before the pitching.
That's actually a good idea. I've seen so many pitchers get their rhythm thrown off from walks.
And here comes Gosling.
Yeah, you brought in the first base, and you see your attention to walk.
Yeah, that's the right way to go.
No, that wouldn't work.
They actually ought to carry an arm in the bullpen just to come out of walking.
Well, that could be anyone.
The Reds
really
have lots of those.
Of course, this is the dreaded 8th inning.
Yeah.
So here comes Gosling.
Gosling.
And
whoever the hell that is.
Man, I haven't seen him pitch in the longest time. Has he been with the team long?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I think he's got to be pretty fresh to the roster.
I think he just came back from a 4-night and 5-day all-inclusive vacation from Mexico.
But maybe.
It did look pretty tan.
Well rested.
Well rested.
Relaxed, yeah.
We're being treated to his warm-up pitches now.
I tell you what.
On the radio, this is when they break to commercial.
Yeah, this is compelling programming on the Red Hot Broadcast, I tell you what.
If only we had sponsors.
We do need sponsors. Joe, I'm talking to you. So out in the outfield, we've got Hopper. Norris Hopper's out there. Apparently, has taken over in third in left field. Griffey and Hamilton all chatting with each other. Hamilton came up earlier with the bases loaded, and I really felt the grand slam coming on. But they walked him to walk in a run. That was
we didn't try to walk him. Our sucky pitching just caught up with us.
Well, you know, sometimes that happens. What are you going to do?
Not anything, really. Apparently not. Apparently we will walk in more runs.
Yes. That was an ugly inning. And really, it was, and the scoring was mostly due to the Reds' ability to stand there. Just stand there, guys. Don't worry.
They're really good at that, I think. You know, you got to play to your strengths.
Well, you know, Kyle Loesch got the hitting going in that inning. He hits one into deep right field. I mean, it was like borderline out, and I was like, oh, man. Until I realized, dude, that was the pitcher. And he sacrificed in some runs for the second out.
Yes, leave it to the pitcher to show the batters how to do a sacrifice fly.
Well, I mean, come on, little dunk.
Ooh, we're actually getting the action going again.
All right, here we go.
Who's the bat now for the Cardinals?
Ooh, swinging strike one. That's Duncan, right?
Yes, that was actually swinging strike two. He looked at strike one.
Oh, I wasn't. I apparently had not looked at strike one because I was blabbing about something else. Must have been a little outside.
Struck out twice.
Maybe this is the golden sombrero at bat.
Is there actually a sombrero? There should be.
I would hope so.
Oh yeah, your pitcher just came back from Mexico. He's got two or three.
When there's golden involved, I think, you know, golden showers. I don't know if there's some sort of team thing that goes
on. What happens in Mexico stays in Mexico.
The World Series trophy, so you never know.
Now is that golden or silver, right?
It's gold.
Okay.
Shiny.
So there you go.
Pretty awesome, too, if it's been a while since you've seen one.
I think it has more flags on it now.
Hey, look, there it is.
Strikeout. Struck him out.
Awesome.
It's really hard to tell what's a ball and a strikeout here because we're out in Section 120, which
102.
Is... Section 102, sorry. Which is in left center field. Something's wrong with his glove. All right. Hamilton
just ran to the bullpen.
There's some general malaise going on.
He dropped his glove.
Okay, Weathers is now coming out. I'm not exactly sure why you'd replace Hamilton with Weathers, but okay.
That's a bold move. We'll see.
Things are looking up for Cardinal Nation.
Now, why in the heck would you take out Gosling, who just struck a guy out in Green Weathers?
Probably playing the matchups righty-lefty.
Yeah, but it's...
But Weathers is the closer.
But Weathers is the closer.
Maybe this is the save situation. Could you really call him your closer, though?
Yeah.
He's like 15 or 17.
He's actually pretty good.
Well, he's leading the league in...
multi-inning saves.
Multi-inning saves.
Then there's your answer.
Okay, but that doesn't explain why Hamilton dropped his glove and ran to the bullpen.
Maybe the gate got stuck. Yeah.
Josh, help!
Maybe he saw some chalk and intrigued because it looked like something else.
Something checkered, even. From his past.
Something checkered?
It's not. So this is the second pitching change in the inning?
Yes.
That's like worthy of La Russa, right?
Yes.
On the other hand, La Russa has not been changing pitchers with the frequency I would expect.
He does in a win.
They left Kip Wells in for a while, though.
Yeah. I would expect, if we don't score anything, we'll probably see Kip Wells out there for the night. By the bottom of the eighth.
Wow.
And probably the ninth, because why bring in another pitcher?
Yeah, why go through your bullpen?
Sure.
So is there...
Those ribbon boards put out a lot of light.
They really do. It's been surprising how much it changes the effect on the ground.
Yeah.
When suddenly the ad changes from white to black.
When I saw the lightning come out on that last ad, I felt frightened that it was actually becoming inclement. Outside.
Yeah, well, it was very, very slow lightning. It was surprisingly slow.
I could probably outrun that lightning, but I am not very speedy.
No.
Maybe it was just to show you that David Inclement Weathers was coming into the game.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a pretty good fanning and rolling right there. Just whiffed.
His nickname is actually Stormy, but I prefer Inclement.
I like Inclement.
Not to be confused with Matt Inclement.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you get Matt Inclement, you can just use the same name.
Oh, we've got a fly ball to right center.
Oh, Griffey's on it. Griffey's on it. All right.
Out number two.
And, that's two away.
So, do we have another pitching change coming?
Who was that? Who did he just... who hit that?
That was Scott Rowland.
Oh.
And who's up? I missed that, too.
Whose average keeps rolling down. Downhill.
It's rolling, wow. rolling.
That's terrible.
That's what I always think whenever I hear his name, though. Rolling.
It's one Encarnacion.
Okay, and here's the...
2 outs, runner on first.
Oh,
first
come on,
ball
bad run. You should have swung at that.
He's going to swing at something way out of the strike zone to Indiana.
I look forward to that. So here is, in the Battle of Encarnacions, we can differentiate this one as being the former Reds Encarnacion. The one with the much thinner face. He looks much more gaunt.
Does this umpire have some place he's got to be all of a sudden? That looked like it floated outside.
He's like, man, there's a party going on at the Hopra house after the game. We got to get going.
The Red Hot Mama is going to be there.
The Red Hot Mama is going to be at the Hopra house
after
the
game. Not that anyone listening to this would be able to show up, since this will be up tomorrow at
after
best.
We get back. Yeah.
After we sleep at all.
Well, you know what? We managed to sleep off the beers from last night in pretty short order. I was really impressed that I wasn't sick. Because I had a lot of beer.
I had a headache.
I just had to walk slowly lest I fall down.
Baseball bloggers, it's been noted, have higher tolerances of alcohol consumption than most normal fans.
Hey, Deuce is Wild.
Yes.
Deuce is Wild.
Deuce is Wild. Counts 2-2 with 2 outs. All right. Oh.
Ground ball to third. Eddie gets it and throws to first. And that was a terrible throw.
And the throw was awful for the one at the back. But managed to tag Encarnacion to get the out. And now we're going into the bottom of the eighth.
Oh, there's that slow lightning again.
Oh!
Slow lightning!
Oh, it's Time Warner Cable.
So, Cincinnati was this test market for... a service to provide internet access over electrical lines. I think it ought to be that. It was called Current Technologies.
Hey, why is everybody leaving? There's still a game to be played.
Come on, guys, they can come back.
Well, they did weather the eighth. Somehow.
They weathered the eighth?
Oh, God, that wasn't intentional. I'm sorry.
Can I just make the observation that it's so strange seeing Brewers and Cubs on the top of the flagpole in the National League Central?
That is fairly
alien. There's just
something
not right about that. It's inherently wrong.
Yeah, Brewers, Cubs, Cardinals, and then Pirates. I think that having Pirates not at the bottom is also incredibly eerie.
You kind of figure the Astros are going to get hot and make their run in the second half like they always do.
Cheerleaders on the visitors' dugout. They're shaking their groove thing.
They need to wear brighter colors, I think. Now, the cheerleaders are wearing skirts tonight, which is cute. Very cute. And there's one cheerleader who has a knee brace, and that's looking hot.
She probably also had eye black on, but it wasn't, you know, stuff that you put under your eye. It's something that somebody gives you.
She walked into a door, is what you're saying.
She got hit by a flying hamster.
Yikes.
So do we have Kip Wells coming back again?
Yes, because you can tell by his ridiculously long red undershirt. And so the fact that he took Jason Marquis's old number.
Nice.
Which is surely an omen.
Actually, Tino Martinez's old number, and Tino sucked.
With the Cardinals, yeah. Wasn't he good before he went to St. Louis?
Yeah.
He was a beneficiary
really liked
of the short
New York,
course.
And then he got on the fans in St. Louis for not being more like Yankees fans and booing him when he did badly.
What?
Yeah.
Like he wanted them to boo?
Yes. And then when they did boo, he got upset and his feelings were hurt.
Well, yeah, I think you don't know how much that's going to hurt until it really happens.
So we sent him to Tampa Bay.
Very nice.
Wow. That's harsh.
Yeah.
But we also paid his salary.
That was a punishment.
0-2 count on Gonzalez as he fouls one off over the right field bleachers. Really, actually, more over my first base. That was really freaking foul.
a curveball down and in. Ball one. So, yeah, we actually have seen the Reds score.
That's nice. That's nice for a change.
Yeah, it feels weird. And they made it through the eighth. I still can't get over that. You know what it is. It's because they sent down Victor
Soto. That is a Kipwell strikeout.
Wow.
We need to preserve this in time. We need to create this amazing bookmark for this.
Kipwell
struck somebody out in a high-pressure situation.
Alex Gonzalez. Yes. I don't know if that's really high pressure.
Kipwell.
I thought you said something.
Down by four, and no outs and nobody on.
What was I saying?
They weathered the eighth.
Oh, yes, it's because they sent Victor Santos and called up Ricky Stone. That's what's going to make and turn the season around right there, I tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
That's not looking at the chairs on the Titanic at all.
Ricky Stone, man, he's the savior. You will mark this day as the day Ricky Stone changed things for the Reds.
Wow, Kip Wells actually looks like a major league pitcher all of a sudden.
That's a swinging strike right there by Ross.
He's at the bottom of the order, but you know.
0-2, yes. Well, Ross does have a mighty 197 average.
Oh, yes, David Ross.
But then 12 home runs and 30 RBIs,
David,
so, you know.
Actually, I wanted to take this opportunity today to introduce a new nickname for Ross.
Oh!
As he hits one into left field and that's a base hit.
Underneath the third baseman's diving glove.
I'm really glad that that Duncan got to that, didn't lose it in the lights.
Oh,
or the individual glass panes.
That's a base hit single for David Special Ross. Like that? Special Ross. Two all beef patties, special Ross lettuce cheese, chicken onions on a sesame seed bun.
Oh yes, the mighty Castro is pinch hitting for the pitcher.
Oh, wait. Booyah!
No, wait. Are they actually pinch hitting for Weathers, or did they do a double switch that we missed?
They did a double switch because they brought out Hopper into right field. So I guess he must. I don't know who the hell he's pitching for.
I guess Darren can manage out of the wet paper bag.
Hold on. So does that mean he's having Castro pinch hit for Hopper?
Well, that wouldn't make any sense. Hopper's a much better hitter.
Well, yeah.
He's pinch hitting for Gapper.
Well, I would probably pinch hit for Gapper, too.
Yeah, how did
he
get in the
game? He's got a pretty sweet stroke, but doesn't have much power.
He swings with a whiffle ball bat is his problem.
Yeah, but he only has it when he steals it from Mr. Redlegs.
I think he gets a whiffle ball bat for the mascot game.
Oh! Rounded into a double play.
That was a deep knee.
Bad job, Castro. And bad job to Marin for making that possible.
A 5-4-3 double play thanks to Mr. Scott Rowland.
Rowland!
I'm going to go ahead and give the credit for that one to Juan Castro, or possibly Jerry Nairn, for pinch-hitting with Juan Castro. You know, he's called a light-hitting defensive specialist for a reason. And that reason isn't so that he can be the first line of pinch-hitting.
What? You think they should have had Javi pinch-hit? The game isn't on the line.
I think
he needs to be saved.
I think perhaps they should have had Norris Hopper pinch hit.
I've noticed that there's quite a bit of people leaving. Wouldn't you rather want to stay and actually see a win if you've driven out to the game?
There have been so few.
I know.
This is the halfway mark for the Reds. This is the 81st game. So they're sitting at 30 and 50. If they win, they're right in line for 100 losses.
But if they come back to lose, 102. That much closer.
Statistics is a cruel mistress.
So that was the eighth inning. Are we going to record the ninth here too, or you want to call it a podcast?
I don't know. Do you have any more to say, or should we wrap this up?
We should continue it.
Well, there you go. The proctor says that we ought to continue.
I think we should continue it because this is going to be short.
Well, this is last roundup time for the Cardinals.
Yes, this is
somewhere the job. Wait.
This is short.
Man,
I'll buy the first round at the Hopper House for everybody listening tonight.
That's right.
If the Cardinals can come back and win this.
Here you go.
Wow, putting it on the line right there. Risky, risky
I'll
move.
Even buy pretzels.
especially risky since this won't go up online for like probably till tomorrow. Yes. However, I'm listening. Hey, you can
I like how they're playing Don't Stop Believing, and there's so much to savor with the 5-1 lead
to have to
with your closer in. And Adam Kennedy batting right now. If there's a way for him to make all three outs at this at bat, I'm sure he would.
It would be like that Bugs Bunny skit where the ball would come through and they'd sweet swing at it three times real fast. Get all the strikes in one pitch. Did you know that you can purchase some print tickets all from your own home?
Hey, they're not a sponsor. Shush.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they would like to be sponsored.
Prepare to be invoiced.
So Norris Hopper is in left field, and Castro is playing third base.
Okay, so it wasn't Hopper that was pinch hit for. It wasn't Weathers. Who the hell was it?
Well, I think Hopper came in before Weathers did. They made that defensive replacement. And then when Weathers came in, they switched Encarnacion out for Castro to put Castro in the ninth spot. I think it was short-sighted. They probably should have put Hopper out there, unless that wasn't a double switch either with Gosling.
Yeah,
when he
Barney would have had that ball.
He would have been nine rows back, but Barney could have got it.
Oh, Barney. I think Barney said Barney.
Barney doesn't have the range. He's a dinosaur. He doesn't have long
he's
arms.
He's got very short arms.
He's a purple Tyrannosaurus. They don't have long arms.
Purple and green. Don't forget the green.
Ground ball to Phillips at second. He throws to first. That's one out.
Kennedy's
one
average
away.
Is 212 now.
Very nice. That's better than, who was it?
Ross and Castro's
averages.
Yes, but Ross has power.
Ross does have power. I will give him that.
He harnesses the lightning that circles about the stadium's ribbon ruins.
All right. Who's up? Who's number four? They announced it, and I never listened. The little thug, Yadier Molina, is up at the plate.
Average at a rather high 291 for him.
Oh, no, that's true. He's
of course, he missed a while.
He's not much of a hitter. He does have a home run.
He's actually coming around this year.
He's got a home run and 14 RBI.
He was the hottest Cardinal hitter in the postseason.
He's hitting 291.
That's why he got the number change from 41 to 4, because that's his actual career average. And they wouldn't let him put .00 in front of it. Right.
So,
well, the .00 unfortunately is something that
would
have benefited Josh
Hancock.
Wow.
So he did change numbers.
We're quite over this whole Josh Hancock thing at St. Louis, if you haven't guessed.
It sounds that way.
His father decided to sue anybody and everything that moved.
Yeah, I saw that. He's like suing the tow truck driver for existing, I guess.
You know, rub the bloom off the rose of judgment.
It was really funny seeing people in St. Louis pining over it. Like, this is tragic. Sure, it's tragic. A guy lost his life. But don't act like it was your older brother or like your best friend. You don't know the guy. He just happened to pitch for a season and maybe a quarter for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
He was over. He was an
high fly ball.
No.
Two away.
The Cardinals are down to their last out. Somewhere.
Down to 289.
Somewhere, George Grant is crying a little bit.
Oh, he's not crying. He loves the Cardinals Red Series.
I know.
His favorite time
he's
of the year.
Because the Cardinals are going to lose.
I don't know.
Hey, there's a grown man down there with the baseball glove. That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, we've seen
he started the chant, the na-na-na-na chant.
Awesome. We've seen a few ridiculous things tonight. We've been on the mullet watch. We've seen a woman with 80s bangs.
I'm sorry, what does my shirt say?
Oh, you don't need to do that.
I don't know. I can't read. I'm a Reds fan. All right.
Ground ball to Phillips. That'll do it.
And
Show your love for the show by leaving a comment at iTunes or voting for us at Podcast Alley. Or leave your own rant about the dysfunctional Reds and the Red Hot Diaries at our website at red-hot-mama.com. And you can always drop us a line at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.